from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm going to take you back to yesterday on Sauce Gardner's account, his ex account, and he posts a picture that says, do I even have to say what I'm getting built at my new house? And it's clearly a golf simulator. As we know, he has caught the golf bug and loves playing, so he's got a golf simulator that's going into his home. So that's what the picture is, and he's got like a little smiling emoji after that. So this woman, Callie Mariakis, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Callie Mariakis, she responds to this picture and this simulator tweet or a post and says, is it a simulator to teach you how to not commit pass interference or defensive holding? So it's a stupid joke. She's a Bills fan, according to her profile.
Yeah, so she's trolling him, yeah.
Right, so he decides to write back.
Why? I mean, so how many people viewed this?
5.5 million.
All right, how many responses did he get to it as opposed to just views?
Can
you tell that?
1,500.
How many?
1,500.
You're saying that like you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
All right, 1,500. Okay. So he decided to respond to one of the 1,500, I'm assuming.
Oh, no, that's how many responded to his tweet. I'm sorry.
Okay, but then he's responding to one of those 1,500 now.
Yeah,
that's what you're getting
at. You could say that, yes.
Okay.
So there was something about Callie that, I guess, stuck out to him. So his response back to Callie.
Oh, boy, here we go. Going back to Callie.
Yep. Was, I'm sure your husband wouldn't like it if I told him you DM'd me your OnlyFans link, would he? That's why it got 5.5 million views.
Oh, so he helped Callie promote her OnlyFans site.
No, I mean, he essentially trashed her to the world, saying that you made fun of me, but you're DMing me OnlyFans links. You know, hoo-ah. I think that's basically what...
But let me just say this.
Yeah.
Does she... I'm assuming that she does have an OnlyFans link.
Well, yeah, I think that.
Then I think it's smart for her to do what she did, because with him reacting to her, now she's getting more views, which is what she wants. Am I right?
But no, I don't think so, because she DM'd him that link. She didn't put it out there. It's not in her profile anywhere. And so I think that putting that out there sort of, for, as the kids say, put her on blast. So I don't think she did want that.
You're nothing but a hooah.
Yeah, but why would you have an OnlyFans link and then want to keep it private? You'd want it. Wouldn't you want it out there?
I know what you're saying, but I think that some people would like to have that maybe and be anonymous.
So
with it.
So maybe that,
like, you don't know who I am, but I'm showing you these things, and now that you've put it out there, that. Like, I don't know. Like,
remember you were talking about the mutants at the Fanatics Fest?
Yes.
And when Olivia Dunn or Paige Spearneck were coming walking
yeah,
through.
The zombies. Yeah, the Walking Dead. Yeah.
I mean, so Sauce Gardner just gave her free advertisement. And how many new subscribers do you think she got?
Yeah, I don't know. That could be an offset of all of this, but I think what he was trying to do was embarrass her. And I think he was successful.
I think he probably did that, but I'm sure she also was rewarded.
I don't know, though, because here's the other thing about it. Like, she doesn't have any, in her profile, there's no link to her OnlyFans anywhere.
Did you link to her OnlyFans when you saw Sauce go after her?
No, I just saw the tweet. So I don't know. I wouldn't know how to get to her OnlyFans if she doesn't have a link in there. I wouldn't even know.
But I thought that did he put out the link?
No,
in the response.
No, he didn't.
All right. So then yeah, he was just, if he would have retweeted the DM or something, or
yeah, he did not do that.
Reposted the DM.
Yeah. He did not do that. He just said, I'm sure your husband wouldn't like it if I told him you DM'd me your OnlyFans link, would he? So he's also implying that she's doing this in the shadows and her husband doesn't know that she's showing herself naked on OnlyFans. So yeah, I mean, it wasn't like a, hey, I'm going to promote you. It was like, I'm going to embarrass you in front of all these 5.5 million people that are going to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I also don't think that most people think that those who are on OnlyFans and making money in that way are respected. That's the other thing. You know? That's sort of like you're a internet prostitute that I don't respect. Fair?
Yeah, I guess so, if you put it that way, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so that's...
Now, I was thinking that if he reposted that link and that many people saw it, but then again, it would be easy to go find it if you followed through on looking her up.
I suppose, yeah. But like someone responded, out of curiosity, what is it? The OnlyFans.
Yeah, yes.
And then no
response.
Yeah, nobody actually has it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.